time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
It's good to have you on board. Live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, Mitch Moss, Polly Howard. You know, Polly, growing up, Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday. Young kid, changing of the seasons, you have family over, awesome food, but then it was a combination of like eating the turkey like all day long, the stuffing, the gravy, the potatoes. But then we get, you know, at the time before they added a third game in the NFL, the two games on Thanksgiving in the NFL were always so awesome. And I grew up, believe it or not, as a huge Barry Sanders fan, even though I lived in Wisconsin. So they were always on TV, and I could not wait until like 11 o'clock and Barry Sanders is going to be on TV to watch him play. But it was also like, this week is so good because when we were younger, the Great Alaska Shootout used to be a big deal in college basketball, and the Maui Invitational in college basketball, always like one of the best events to watch the entire year. So this is my number one power rated holiday in the entire calendar season.
No doubt about it. And I got the girlfriend on the case. She's making the turkey as we speak. I'm going to have turkey Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and God willing, Sunday as well. And so will the dog. I mean, this is going to be great. And I got with the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, and I'll tell you this, we have a great life. You know, what we do for a living here and the Follow the Money Army, and we get paid to talk sports and sports betting. I tell you right now, though, I'd love to be Italian. I mean, for this four-day, this stretch coming up, talking to Lombardi. I was out with the girl yesterday. We met a bartender who's Italian. Did they do the same thing? You're talking, you got me going with the stuffing, with the provolone and the sausage and all this.
Send pictures, please.
Yes. We want pictures. Tweet us or email ftm@vsin.com. To think, now this is, you know, we're a couple crackers from the Midwest. To think that, okay, we're just normal with the regular Thanksgiving.
Sure.
We got, I can't wait. Football and turkey and leftovers. Mm-hmm. The best part about Thanksgiving is the leftovers. But then you're coming in, you're telling me if you're Italian, you're doing the Italian Thanksgiving before to start it all off. Mm-hmm. Ziti, their stuffing, the gravy, lasagna, meatballs. Whatever it's going to be, meatballs.
Size of my head.
How do you have room? Number one, you don't stand a chance with all the carbs to stay. You got to work out every single day.
Right.
But how do you do that to start it around noon or what? And then you come right back and you get after it with the turkey.
Yeah. Well, you got
to
go.
I'd love to be Italian.
To me, you'd have to be like 11:30 with the Italian. And then you come back with maybe like a 3:30 or 4 o'clock with the traditional Thanksgiving, right? Did I tell you, by the way, I think I've said this before, when we went to Italy a couple of years ago,
sure.
The locals there, they were convinced, they would always come up to me. I was super tan at the time, right? And they're like, they would speak to me in their language. And I was like, I knew a couple of words or whatever, but then eventually I was like, I'm not Italian. They look at me like, you're not Italian?
Come vasa la cosa.
Yeah. Like, I wish I was, but I'm not.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. Listen to these stories.
They
tell me that like the pregame meal that the Italians have.
Yes, I want to see pictures of what it looks like. The stuffing with the sausage and then the provolone and whatever other kind of cheese. You can go 3-4 cheeses as long as you want, right? Cheese to me is like the best food on the planet. But I want to see, yeah. And by the way, send pictures of the entire table with how much food you have at a family get-together.
So I always wanted to be in the mafia. But not like one of the big guys. I don't want to do like whack anybody. Yeah. I just want to be like a gopher or run the book or do something. You know, to be part of the inner circle in the food.
Would have been the best.
Yes.
Sure, of course, because of that. Back after this action update.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSIN action update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Minnesota wide receiver Adam Thielen, who leads the NFL with 11 touchdown receptions, is on the COVID-19 list, although he could play Sunday when the Vikings host the Carolina Panthers as 4.5-point home favorites, but Thielen will need to test negative throughout the week. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow out for the season, a torn ACL and MCL. The Bengals hosting the Giants on Sunday as 4.5-point home underdogs. College basketball tips its season off tomorrow. Michigan State, a 19-point home favorite against Eastern Michigan. 22nd ranked UCLA laying 2.5 points at San Diego State. VSIN's making your holidays bright with 25% off our VSIN subscription. That includes 24/7 video streaming, point spread weekly, daily email updates, and much more. Go to vsin.com/subscribe and save 25%. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSIN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
Thanks for checking in. Follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Busy hour here on tap. Richie Bacciolari is going to join us in about 45 minutes. Been betting college basketball for longer than we've been alive, I think. So that'll be a lot of fun. His thoughts on opening day tomorrow. Just being so careful betting this sport with COVID, how that's going to take over as a number one news story, obviously, with betting these games and information that you're going to need. So we'll talk to him in about 45. Nigel Seeley and his best soccer bets coming up here in a few minutes. So we talked about this a lot last week, this bet that was the prop bet put up at BetMGM. When will the Steelers suffer their first loss? And you can bet on these teams at certain prices. Okay, so they got past Jacksonville easily on Sunday. They get Baltimore on Thanksgiving. Now, this number is currently sitting at 4 this morning here at Circa. I saw a bunch of 4.5s at other spots. But Baltimore's not in good shape right now, man.
No.
I'm talking about just like results-based, but also why they're losing games and why they're looking bad. A lot of injuries.
Well, the other thing I thought about was when this news came down, are they going to play the game on Thursday? Because what does this do for the Circa survivor? I mean, if you can't have this Thursday and they got to move it, oh, mama, you're down to 2 selections. You got 2 games to work
with. Well, I think they're going to do whatever they can to get it in.
I agree.
Although that news came out yesterday after the show ended, Ravens facility shut down because of positive COVID tests.
And then it's Dobbins and it's Ingram. And you saw I panicked when I saw McSorley's name mentioned because maybe he's hanging out with Jackson and the implications that would have. But based on current form, and how Baltimore is struggling on offense and in general against this freight train that's undefeated. It's only 4 here at Circa. And I know what happened in the first meeting, but one team comes limping in, the other team's on fire. And big edge with the scheduling spot. Baltimore loses a tough game. They're out of the playoffs right now in overtime. Yeah. Walk off by Henry. Oh. And now you got a short week with all the COVID stuff, travel. And Pittsburgh's just sitting back, relaxing off essentially a preseason game against Jacksonville when they got to take it easy and they won 27-3. Mm-hmm. Big scheduling edge to Pittsburgh. And if they win this game, they move to 11-0. And here at Circa, they are 6-1 to go 16-0. So if they win Thursday and expect them to win, where's the loss?
Yeah, the numbers that you're looking at right now, by the way, on the screen, this prop was posted last week. So
it's a great idea, though.
It really is. Yep. So the football team was 9-1. They're feisty, but that's going to be a long day for Alex Smith. At the Bills, certainly Buffalo would be live in that game. The Colts, I think, forget about the Bengals now with no Joe Burrow. That would take a lot.
Sure.
The Colts, that game's in Pittsburgh.
I could see it.
Yeah, so could I. Colts defense is good.
I could see it for a couple of reasons. How are the Steelers going to attack this? What's the strategy? Do they want to go 16-0? Do they need it? Is your Kansas City point?
Yeah.
Do the Chiefs keep winning? Do the Chiefs lose Sunday in Tampa? Do the Steelers need the game? Does Tomlin want to sit guys? Is there an injury? Do they want to rest people? Colts could beat them anyways. Rivers could go off, good defense. You never know. Turnovers. And then even more so week 17. Browns could need it like blood. Pittsburgh might say, what the hell? You know, we're 15-0 back. Do they want to go for it? We've seen it before. Don't laugh.
I know.
We saw the Colts say, no, not interested. Aaron Rodgers, not interested.
Yeah.
Lost to the Chiefs, and who was that? Kyle Orton, not interested. So it'll be this a great prop and a great idea. But as I said last week, and I'll come right back with it, I would look week 16 or week 17 for the first loss.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm looking at as well. Now, Buffalo can certainly get them in week 14. That's in Buffalo. They're a good
yes,
unit, obviously.
Yes.
But the thought is here, too. Like, if you told me right now the Chiefs were going to have 2 losses, but that's part of the gamble, obviously. If the Chiefs have 2 losses going into week 17, right? I think the Browns at 22-1, thinking that they, you know, because it's such a jumbled mess kind of at the bottom of the AFC for the playoff run, and how many teams are going to be in the mix for this, like, they might need it like crazy, like you said. And then the Steelers are going to say, you know what? We can afford to lose one game because the Chiefs have 2 losses. We're still going to have home field in that bye. And 22-1 would be very juicy, obviously, in that scenario to get on that right now.
It's like no one's talking about this, though.
By the way,
national media is not talking about this.
About going 16-0?
Yes.
Yeah.
They usually can't wait to jump. It's like, the Steelers are a great throw, okay, but they're going to lose. It wasn't like New England in 07. It was every week.
That was a talking point, like, right away in the season.
Because they were blowing people out.
Yeah.
And the high-octane offense. But this is, yeah, it's strange. But it's more focused on, imagine if we get 16-0 and 0-16 in the same season. Possible.
Can you parlay those?
The Jets are, maybe at William Hill, I doubt it, though. You parlay everything at William Hill. The Jets are in here. The Jets are 2-1 here to go 0-16. 2-1. 6.5's out there, Dolphins.
By the way, they have their schedule's not easy. The Jets' schedule?
No.
I'll get that for you here in a second.
I know, it's difficult.
It is very difficult. I never put in my thing. Hold on.
I like Frank Gore. I'm not going out like this. Yeah. I can't go out 0-16. I played too long and had a good career.
Yep. By the way, so the Chiefs, if you think about this, right, factor this in, the remaining schedule for KC, they get Tampa on the, no, they can beat anybody, obviously, but they play at Tampa this week. They play at Miami, which can be tricky in a couple of weeks. Then they play at New Orleans. They get the Chargers in week 17. I think there's a good chance that they can have another loss, meaning that week 17 bet we just talked about against the Browns at 22-1 certainly would make some sense. And let me give you the Jets schedule as long as we're on this now to go 0-16.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they win a game.
Miami, they get Vegas. Oh, man, they're at Seattle and at the Rams back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland at home at New England.
Oh, boy. Well, they should have beat New England the first time. But
yeah.
Then it's, come on. It's pride, and then it's also what New England's dealing with, too. You want to lose these guys. They're 0-15?
Yep.
You're not losing. You don't want to lose them week 17?
Yep.
I don't think they win. I don't think they get a win. Oh, my God.
All right, it's Follow the Money here on Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard. It is a huge week in the soccer world. And earlier today, we caught up with the great Nigel Seeley, and he ran down some of his best bets for this week.
Yeah, it's a busy night of Champions League football this evening, as well as some action in the lower leagues over in England. And yeah, I've got lots of betting action. I'm going to start off in the early kickoffs, and there's two games that kick off early. 5:55 in English time, which is about 12:55 in Eastern time. The first game is Seville against Krasnodar. I bet Seville in the reverse fixture in this match, and they come through 3-2, but they were 2-0 behind. They had a man sent off. They conceded a penalty, and they absolutely should have won this game very, very easily, but they made a struggle of it 3-2. Since that result, they've won back-to-back games in La Liga, including a 4-2 win against Celta Vigo at the weekend. And Krasnodar have lost four of their last five games, including a 4-0 home defeat in the Champions League against Chelsea. I think Seville will be up for this game. I think they want to get some redemption from the first leg and probably win it quite easy. So I think Seville are quite tempted at -150 to win that game. The other early kickoff is Chelsea in the same group. They travel to France to face Rennes. This has been a huge, huge gamble in the last 48 hours. Chelsea started off as even money to win this match. They're now -200. I think Chelsea will win this match. I really do, but I don't think they'll win by the 3-0 scoreline that they won when they played in a reverse fixture at Stamford Bridge 2 weeks ago, because Chelsea played Tottenham in the Premier League at the weekend. I think the value's probably gone on Chelsea now. I wouldn't bet them -2, but if you've got tickets of -150 or even money, very lucky, and I think they will win this game. But if we're looking for a correct score, maybe Chelsea to win 1 or 2-0, get the job done, take all the players off and rest them for what is a crucial match against Tottenham at the weekend. Other Champions League games of interest is Dynamo Kiev against Barcelona. Barcelona go to Kiev in a reverse fixture in Barcelona, where they were very lucky to win. They won 2-1, but Thor Stegen, the Barcelona goalkeeper, was the man of the match in that display. They've got 13 players out injured or suspended, Barcelona, and they've rested Lionel Messi. That is not good for anyone who thinks that Barcelona will win this game. Dynamo Kiev were 6-1 to win it. That price has been slashed into 4-1. I would look to take Barcelona on the handicaps if you possibly could, maybe one goal, half a goal, whichever you can. But I think potentially the value has gone there. The other games, Manchester United should win. They're very short price favourites to win. Lazio, I think they'll beat Zenit St. Petersburg. Juventus, the shortest price team on the coupon, I think they'll win -700. I think they'll win by probably 10-0 if you look looking at that market. And one I think expect goals in is Paris Saint-Germain against Leipzig this evening. Paris Saint-Germain have been boosted by the Verratti in their squad, which is a big boost for them. He's been missing for a long, long time. And I expect this game in a crucial match to see goals, both teams to score. But again, it's very short, minus 200. If I was looking for the best bet of the night in the Champions League, I've got to say it'd be Chelsea. I think you've probably missed the value. 2 days ago, our Premier Sports Plays, we bet them at a much better price than they are today. They're minus two now. But I do think Chelsea will beat Rennes and probably win it to nil, maybe 1-0 or 2-0 Chelsea. In the UK domestic leagues, there's not really much action. There's not really much value in the Championship. But if you go into League Two, I've got three plays I'm having this midweek on the domestic league for Premier Sports Plays. And I've also got seven plays I'm having on the Champions League. But my best play would possibly be in the League Two, and I'm going to go for Newport County to win at home to Walsall. They were minus 110, they're now minus 120. Newport are right at the top end of the table. A very, very good side at home. Really, really good. Don't really lose many games at home against a Walsall side on the road who haven't won a game this season on the road. They've drawn an awful lot of games, but they did get beat last time out against Cheltenham at the weekend 3-0, a match that Premier Sports Plays subscribers got the cash on. They've lost their last four matches, and I think going to Newport is a very, very tough place to go. So I'm going to go for Newport to beat Walsall this evening, or Walsall side on a four-match losing run. So my best two bets in the football tonight: Chelsea away at Rennes. Probably missed the value, but I still think they'll win. They're minus 200. And I think Newport County to win at home to Walsall at minus 120, minus 125, something like that, in the lower leagues in England. Good luck. And if you want to follow me on Twitter at Sealy_Nigel, or you can subscribe to my stuff at PremierSportsPlays.com.
So Sealy, lots of soccer. You were surprised by that earlier today.
Oh, my God. Schedule's fantastic. Eight Champions League matches today, eight tomorrow, 25 Europa League matches on Thanksgiving. Back to today, MLS playoffs, tripleheader, championship, as he mentioned, League One, League Two. It's a bonanza soccer today. So Sevilla.
It's a soccer bonanza.
Yep, Sevilla, Chelsea, Newport City, a couple other plays. Get him on Twitter. He's got some other stuff, too. And then, you know, the big boys also play tomorrow. Liverpool plays, Real Madrid, Man City, Bayern Munich. You would think Bayern Munich's going to bounce back. Now, they're 460 on the money line, but they're laying $2 against Salzburg. I mean, the draw against Bremen, I couldn't believe it. Plus 880.
Yeah.
880. A lot of draws in Bundesliga over the weekend. But this is fantastic. First couple matches go at 9:55 Pacific, and you got a bunch at noon. 25 matches on Thanksgiving, Europa. God.
It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. Talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer cuts safe where you need it to. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. 3.0 comes inside their brand-new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. It also comes with the Crop Preserver, anti-chafing deodorant, and moisturizer. So go ahead, check it out today. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN20 when you go to their website, manscaped.com. Again, 20% off with free shipping, VSIN20, manscaped.com.
You got it. I haven't had a chance to dig into college basketball until I read the VSIN betting guide, which is 450 pages. So you got to get it. It's incredible. But like Matt said, it was depressing. We didn't have March Madness. I felt bad. There were so many, like Dayton, there were so many teams where it's like they were making their first trip to the dance or ending a long drought. And then what happened with the shutdown March 11th. But Sean Harnish on a couple of futures he recommends at Guppy Money on Twitter. Alabama, 80-1. He got West Virginia, 25. Rutgers, Providence, NC State, Seton Hall. Sleepers, Georgetown, high as 500, as low as 300. Seton Hall, 200-1. NC State, 300. Providence, 100. Rutgers, 150. So unlike any season we're going to see here in college hoops, but that's a couple of futures that he recommends, and Matt had a couple sides. There's some pretty good games tomorrow. Intriguing games. Yeah. UCLA, San Diego State, Memphis, St. Mary's.
I'm with him on UCLA. Yeah. They have all five starters back. I had them last year at 250 or 300-1 late to win the championship. because they were absolutely coming on, and they were, I think, going to win the Pac-12 tournament. They probably, I think, if I recall correctly, would have been around a 6 or a 7 seed. But this year, some of the conferences, in KenPom's ratings, for example, and you can find this in our college guide as well, but Baylor, Kansas, Texas Tech, West Virginia, Texas in the Big 12, all like, you know, top 10, top 12 teams. And the same thing is true for the Big 10. Look at how loaded the Big 10 is this year. Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan State. I probably forgot Purdue, Indiana, Rutgers, Michigan. I think the Big 10 and the Big 12 this year are going to be by far and away the two best conferences in college basketball. And I can't wait to see what some of these teams are going to look like. I have a one college play in pocket that we'll get to in about 15 minutes or so. And we'll do more college hoops with Richie Bacciolari coming up in about 25 minutes. See what he always likes, the lower league teams. And we'll see who he has his eye on.
And the added
for tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. Up next, we will recap what took place last night, Monday Night Football. Some of the props, a couple didn't even come close. Others, how'd they not go over? And yet another good performance by the Rams. What does it all mean? We're going to discuss that coming up next. Are you ready for a faster way to win? When you bet with PointsBet, you're going to get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. Must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. Must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and Illinois, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, or 1-800-BETS-OFF in the state of Iowa. Rams go on the road last night and get the job done, beating the Buccaneers 27-24. So they went out right on the money line. Buccaneers were favored by 4.5 points, and it also goes over the total. I saw a great tweet, Next Gen Stats. Todd Bowles dialed back the blitz in the second half with a 30.8% blitz rate. The first half was 40%. Both of Jared Goff's interceptions came versus a four-man pass rush, not the blitz. Goff was 16 of 18 for 203 yards and 2 scores versus the blitz last night. Did a great job versus non-blitzes. 22 of 33 for 173, a touchdown, and 2 INTs. So usually when you get heat on the guy, that's when he struggles. But last night, if he had to avoid the rush, getting the ball out quickly, and the Buccaneers, quite simply, they had no answer for Woods or Kupp last night. I mean, come on, guys. What are you doing? And their props went flying over, as you can imagine, as did Goff. Brady's passing yard. Now, this is funny because when we were on the air yesterday, Brady's prop passing yards bet was 300.5 at one book. Yesterday afternoon, it was 282 what I saw at another book.
Wow. Finishes with 216.
Yep.
And they only had 250 yards of offense. That was alarming. I mean, that's, if you have the personnel, that's how you're going to beat Brady in Tampa Bay. Tom is skittish back there, and you just see all the targets that Brown and Godwin that they had, and even Gronk, but they didn't do anything in terms of yard. I mean, Brown had 13 targets and went under his receiving yards by one. He had 58 yards, 57 yards, whatever it was. But the two horrible interceptions, they abandoned the run, stopped throwing the ball to Fournette. He can't catch a cold. And it just, well, when you watch that game again, and you watch how they played against New Orleans, it's hard to envision a deep playoff run for Tampa Bay, as much talent as they have. And he's going to Antonio Brown too much. But you got to, Arians, they got to protect him.
Yes.
Because that's a story with Tom Brady. But I guess most quarterbacks, you make them uncomfortable, He hurries, and I much prefer the Brady offense in New England when it was a Welker or Edelman, and bam, just get rid of it. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Play with some tempo, go shotgun, mix in the run. But what they're doing now takes time, and you want to take shots down the field. They had some success with the PIs, but tough one for Tampa. Now, they'll make the playoffs because the schedule's easy at the back end, and actually like the spot Sunday at home against Kansas City. But they at least have made it interesting because they lost that Thursday night game against Chicago, and they're only a game up on the Bears, and the Bears have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, we'll see how this lands. I think there's a good chance they're going to be the sixth seed in the NFC.
Probably.
I don't think they're going to have enough to get by either the Seahawks or the Rams now, certainly because they lost head-to-head to be the five
seed. That's a good matchup for them, yeah. I think Tampa would beat Seattle.
So do I, but right now
they couldn't get pressure on Brady.
So I think it can land like this. It can land Saints 1, NFC West winner 2, Packers 3. And the Packers can be the 3.
Uh-huh.
Buccaneers could be the 6, meaning they could go to Lambeau, and I think that's going to be another tough match for Rodgers and company.
How about that game? Oh, Brady and Rodgers in a playoff game to start?
I'd like the Buccaneers.
How good
I really
would that be? Yep. I'm already ecstatic thinking about that. Triple headers now to start that Saturday, Sunday.
Sure.
All day long. Then the focus on the Rams, too. Great job defensively. Yep. It helps you have Ramsey. He did an excellent job. Goff was a mixed bag. He had some. How about Arians not going for it, 4th and 2 from the 42 after McVay declined a penalty? I couldn't believe that either.
I know it.
And then the play calling, listen, the guy's a good coach. He's 32-0 now when leading at the half. But I can't believe the play calling on the final drive, but it actually worked.
Do you think McVay declined the penalty because he
didn't
knew
think Arians
he was
going to
go for it?
Yeah.
I think
does
there
Arians
might be something
have a
to
tell?
It.
Is he, yeah.
Could.
Probably. That's what Bill Barnwell tweeted.
Yeah, eats that Oreo cookie.
I can't believe he didn't go for it. But I just, Tom was terrible. There's no other way to say it. Tom Brady was terrible last night.
He really was.
So he's 43. It's going to happen. It's just going to go like that. And he had been playing great football. But it's just, they got to get in a rhythm here with either they're great or they're awful. Or they're good. I mean, it's been strange how Tampa struggled on offense at times.
Yep. Some good wins for the Rams lately.
Yes.
Shutting down the Seahawks offense. I'll tell you, the defense, as long as they can avoid the injuries, the defense can be fine, and the defense has been better than fine so far this year. We'll get to our in-pocket plays that we have, a little college basketball, a little college football, maybe some other stuff as well up next year. Follow the money.
Customers at Bet Rivers Sportsbook get a great deal for this week's NFL games. How about this? Deposit $50, get $100 in free bets. Simple. Use the code NFL100 at Bet Rivers Sportsbook to get your $100 in free bets. Great customer service. Only one-time playthrough at Bet Rivers. Your hometown sportsbook must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable in New Jersey. Let's play Sugar House. Great week. A lot of fun. I'm excited for all the soccer today. We know about the Thanksgiving games, the intrigue with the Circus Survivor, Survivor's pool period, Friday, good college schedule, and Saturday and Sunday, or especially Sunday, terrific. It's unfortunate only 3 late games in the NFL, but they want to do that so the whole nation watches Kansas City and Tampa.
You know, this is usually my favorite week of the entire year.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You made the good point earlier about this is usually crazy college basketball tournament time.
It's nonstop college hoops normally. And then this is usually rivalry weekend in college football as well. And then the Turkey Day.
So we have some of those. Civil War.
Did you see Mike Leach yesterday in his press conference?
No.
It was a weird, I don't know what it was, but he had like a bottle of Coke up. So I think it was like sponsored. But he kept saying, and he mixed up like the Egg Bowl with the Apple Cup. And he says, that's right, we're not getting the Apple Cup this year. But for those of you fans of the Apple Cup, we got the Egg Bowl, so check us out or whatever. He mixed it up, I think, when he was talking to...
He's out there. I like him.
Yes.
I like him. He's a lunatic. But it's going to be great with, hopefully, that they last a long time, Kiffin and Leach in the SEC. Mm-hmm. All right, what are you going with, my friend?
Okay, am I on the clock here? All right, in pocket plays, little bit everything here, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
You teased this earlier.
Okay, so this is my play to win the NFC East, and okay, I kind of screwed up. I should have emphasized this more last week about how 8-1 in the Cowboys look like a decent number. As I said on Friday, I was not going to touch Minnesota, the 10-foot pole. Teasers, I wouldn't do it in Survivor. I wouldn't do it anyway. You can kind of see when these teams are getting a little bit better. Cowboys showed some signs of life against Pittsburgh. I like them. You can find them at 3-1. I even like it down at plus 275. Here's their schedule. Mm-hmm. Cowboys go Washington on Thursday, at Baltimore, at Cincy, San Francisco, Philly at home at the Giants.
That is so easy, in spite of their issues, that you still might have to. I could still see, my God, could they get to 7 wins?
Or even
have to sweat that prop bet that we made, 7.5
under 7.5. Imagine if they run the table and go 9-7.
All right, this McCarthy Gallagher thing worked. The guys were fired up.
Here's the thing about that.
He did that.
He did like the whole smashing of the watermelon and fruit or whatever, like Gallagher did.
Watermelon, yeah.
There's no way. The players don't even know who Gallagher is.
Right, probably
they
not.
They probably just thought, wow, this is hilarious.
What's he doing
early
80s? That was
early 80s,
right.
Yeah. Which I never got anyway. But I like the Cowboys at that price. Again, all the way down to plus 275. You can find 3-1. Tonight, the selection committee, the rankings. If you can find this, it opened up plus 150. I'd take it at any plus money. Notre Dame to be ranked number 2 tonight by the committee.
Concur.
I think it's a great bet.
Cosign.
I also like Cincinnati under 7.5. I don't like it. I don't like it as much as Notre Dame, but I like Cincy under 7.5. And a little college basketball. I think you might be able to find a 23 out there. I'm fading Kentucky in their first game.
You have to.
Yeah,
great call. They're mercenaries. They're hired guns. It's a brand new team every year.
It is. This happened last year a couple times. Remember they got beat by Walter McCarty's team last year? It's the first game for Kentucky.
All
freshmen.
Was that Evansville?
Evansville.
Then
he got fired.
Yeah, he had some issues.
He did.
They were terrible last year.
Awful. Turned out to be awful, right?
Yes.
So I like Morehead State plus the 22. This is all about just fading Kentucky in game one early on in the season. Because it's all freshmen to get all newcomers. And so they're laying a gigantic number, and I'll take it with Morehead State.
All right, I like it. Eclectic mix. I'm doing the same thing. I'm going soccer, baby.
Okay.
And this was sent in from a viewer. I want to give him credit, but I lost the email. This is the 2 seed against the 7 seed tonight. Seattle's at home, and LA's got a ton of guys out. COVID issues.
Ah.
So I take Seattle plus $1.15. This is the get-out game in the MLS playoffs tonight. Let's go. Notre Dame, North Carolina, over 63.5. Sparty catching 11.5 at home against Northwestern. I don't like the spot. They're kids. Now everyone's pumping their tires. What a win. Unbelievable. The fighting Reese Davis is disrespect. Okay, well, this is going to be an ugly game. Look at the total. Paul Stone played it under. Well, it's 42.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be a sloppy game.
Well, you got to be like Nigel now. Don't be a moron. Put more on it because it's up to 13.
I'm adding Boise State. And this is great. This game's on Fox. Boise State laying 11 against San Jose State.
Ooh.
Boise. I like the fact that Boise gave up some late touchdowns and had to hang on against Hawaii and blew a 33-9 lead. So I'm not a big Harsin fan, but Bachmeier back. I love the San Jose story, San Jose State story. They're undefeated, but I'll take Boise at home. And Dallas on Thanksgiving, 2.5. That's what I have. Palm Readers. The picks will come and go. The laughs will last a lifetime. There'll be plenty of laughs tomorrow. I guarantee that. Group one, he's going with Sevilla. Co-sign with Nigel. And No parlay. He's going Chelsea and Dortmund in soccer. No Dortmund under. That surprises me. Palm loves to play Dortmund under. I think it's 3.5. And Mike Palm will be co-hosting tomorrow. No hyperbole. Chuck Edel. Paul Charchian. NFL Thanksgiving game previews. Update on the contest, and I want to hear from you guys. I've already heard a lot from it. I can't wait. I want to do at least half an hour on craps tomorrow with a big-time player, Mike Palm, who loves playing craps.
Well, you got the guy to do the show with you
tomorrow,
then.
Absolutely, yes. For the first time, and it's my fault because I just recently discovered craps through my girlfriend. And
can't
I used to,
that.
Once in a while, I would play when we had the Four Horsemen, when we tried to get the Four Horsemen going, and then it didn't last long. Timmy Fitz, who knows what happened. Too dark for him. He quit circa, but that night I watched him play craps and I'm like, I have no idea what was going on. I couldn't follow it, but now I'm starting to understand the game. What a game. And I can't tell you how many times over the weekend we were this close to $3,000-$4,000.
Of course.
Cause I was going to clear the small take it all in the big. All I had to do was, how about the I don't know what the guy's called, the box man, the whatever.
Yeah, sure.
How about he announces, boy, all you need is a 12 here for 2,500.
Oh, yeah, there you go. The cooler.
So there comes the seven.
William
next
H. Macy.
Yep. I mean, what a game. What a game. You know, I actually played Snake Eyes a couple times and it hit. Yeah. I mean, just here's 250. Here's 250. Here's the hard six. It's just unbelievable. I've been doing it all wrong for 43 years. I can't wait to talk craps, and I want to hear email and tweet, please, tomorrow.
Run this by him. Our buddy Adam Hill has a theory on this.
Okay.
It's the only game that you can play with the house. You can bet with the house. You can be Mr. No Fun.
Right.
And you can bet on like
there was a guy doing that here over the weekend.
And his theory is
not a popular guy.
House always wins.
Yeah.
Right? Now you might have to suck it up a little bit. Right? But eventually it'll come back. That was his theory on craps 20 years ago. Interesting.
I got a lot of questions for Mike. This will be entertaining and a learning experience. So we get to finally talk about this, and it's the loudest place in a casino. The craps table, always.
Okay, Richie Baccellari is going to join the program coming up next. He's been betting college basketball a long, long time. I want to find out how much time he is spending handicapping COVID, like every day. We'll ask him coming up next. Guide is out today. Now is the perfect time to become a VSiN subscriber. Get this massive in-depth guide to all the teams, conferences, and impact players for this unique college basketball season. Predictions, insights, stats, and research from all of our VSiN basketball experts you're going to want to dive into before the first games tip off starting tomorrow. Get the Hoops Betting Guide plus everything VSiN has to offer every day of the basketball season and all year round at 25% savings right now. Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe. This will be fun.
Oh, a character.
I love talking to this guy. Richie Baccellari joins the program now. He's been doing this for a long, long time. And college basketball, I think, is his favorite sport, and it begins tomorrow. Hey, Richie, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Let's start with this. How much time do you think you're going to spend, or have you spent, handicapping COVID compared to how much time you're actually spending handicapping these games when these teams meet up against each other?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, with started with the college football when you saw that was going to be a problem. And, you know, you put in a good couple hours every day just reading newspaper articles, not necessarily just about COVID, but, you know, it winds up, that's what you find out, what players are out. But, you know, they don't release the names. You don't really know. And now it's the same thing with the college basketball. You know, the information is slim. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't find a lot of these smaller schools. So, I mean, once again, it's just doing the research, and what you come across, you come across.
Do you think you're going to be able to take advantage of this because you thrive and you like the added board in the smaller conferences anyhow?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll find some players that aren't going to play or quarantining or whatever. But you know, information now, you know, on Twitter, that's where you get all your best information. You follow as many schools as you want to follow, and you get the alerts. And so I don't know. It's very, very tough. I think they're going to wind up canceling games more than having players out. It's going to be good for the bookmakers. They're not going to be, you know, dealing with games where they're missing two starters or something. They'll just scratch games.
That's a good point.
What's the strangest thing you've come across or unique? I see the Mountain West is doing 20-team conference, home and home. I think, was it the Patriots? Someone's only playing like six conference games or something weird. If you can enlighten me, what's some of the strange things you've come across?
You know, I think the back-to-backs with the conference games are interesting. The teams that are playing these very short non-conference schedules, all the games are regionally, you know, close to the school. You know, that's kind of different. I notice a lot of trips You know, there's not a lot of travel trips, big travel trips. They're canceling those games. You know, just everything is strange.
Yeah.
You know, it's a strange year, and then and all of the parts of life are strange now. So we just got to adapt.
I asked Matt Youmans this earlier in the show today. What are you going to do with home court advantage? I mean, I think about some of these places across the country where the student section, obviously, and the sellout crowds, it means everything to these teams. You know, could be worth, Matt was saying, you know, 5-6 points maybe for home court advantage. What do you think about that?
Yeah, 5 or 6, meaning it's 5 or 6 what it used to be.
Correct, yes, yes.
Yeah, well, I've got everything roughly, you know, 0 to 1.5, 2 points max. And I noticed that the guy over at Circa, Matt, is very good. He probably did about the same thing, because I'm doing all this work and I'm not finding anything in his openers from yesterday. Very little. He did a good job.
Mm.
Wow, really?
Wow.
It's usually supposed to be candy for the bettors.
Uh-huh.
And here you go, Circa's putting up, you know, what I feel are to be very solid numbers right now. So, pretty impressive.
Did anything stand out at all?
You know, I wanted to go against Kansas State. I was looking for 10. I would have settled on the 8 with Drake. And it's one of the first games that moved down to 6.5. I have almost no play. You know, once again, social media. The Kentucky game, you know, Calipari comes back out and he says his scrimmages are horrible. Against Moorhead, the game goes from 25 down to 22. I mean, how do you get anything? I'm looking at Utah Valley. I know they lose all of their starters, but, you know, you got this Mark Mattson's the head coach, going back to Stanford, you know, the alma mater. And I'm looking to take, you know, 20 there. It looks like it's going to get there. So, I mean, yeah, there are some games, but there's so many to pick from. There's so much work to do. I mean, I'm going to be spending 100 hours in the next 7 days, you know, on just basketball, just to get caught up.
Uh-huh.
Reading box scores is going to be a pain, because you got to go back, especially early in the year. You got to see who didn't play. You know, you're making a rating on a team based on these transfers coming in. And, you know, they're getting waivers, they're not getting waivers, why kids didn't play. I mean, that's a lot of work, but you got to do it early just to get on top of it.
How about our friend, the curmudgeon, Mr. Boston? Have you talked to him? And this is a guy, this is what he does most of his life here. How is Alan Boston going to handle this and what he's doing?
Boston's going to handle it. He's got the best feel for college basketball of anybody I ever spoke to. Now, there's other guys that are really good at it. No one has a feel like Boston. You know, between the coaching and the coaching changes, the strategies and the tempos, he's going to manage. You know, he puts a lot of pressure on himself. You know, obviously he does it as a professional player. He needs to win. He needs to put food on his plate. You know, I do it as a second, as an enjoyment. And he does it because he has to win. He has to win because he has to eat. I mean, that's a different approach, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Mm.
You know, it's a pressure. But
sure.
He'll be ready. He'll be ready, that's for sure. Maybe he'll throw me a bone or two, a couple of winners.
Does that happen very often?
Hey, it does.
I mean that, what I meant by that is, do you talk to him every single day?
Not every day. I probably will with basketball. You know, I like to get his insight. You know, you got to handicap Alan. When he gives you a read on a game for about 2 minutes, you get a feel for what he really believes. You got to dig in. Because he knows so much. He gives you so much information. So you got to handicap Alan on his handicap
mm-hmm.
of a game.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, but I look forward to the season, there's no doubt. But unfortunately, we're going to be hit with a lot of, you know, cancellations, just like the football.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Played 29 on Clemson last week. The game's at the 36. They canceled the game.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
It's been happening every mm-hmm. single week, no question. I'm glad you, by the way, one more thing on this. I'm glad you brought up, like, tracking transfers. I just, that alone, Richie, is like a full-time job.
It's crazy. All the kids that move around, you know, teams are losing their best players, and yet they're getting kids in that are just as good. It's very, very difficult to keep up with. But, you know, you have to. It's worth a point or two to your number, and that could be the difference of having a play or not. So it should be an interesting year, an interesting handicap of college basketball. And I'm looking forward to terms like Bubbleville and quarantine.
Yep.
You know, new terms we get thrown out, in our world. And having to renew all these the subscriptions, you got to subscribe to just about every newspaper now. I mean, you just can't get anything or very little for free. You know, Northeastern just canceled games till December 18th. You know, you find that out. That's one team I could set aside. I don't have to look at for, you know, a couple of weeks. And that's the way I'm handicapping the teams now. But the teams that are playing as opposed to conference by conference. Okay. Work for the football. I didn't have, you know, I could spend more time on the teams that are immediately playing than teams that aren't.
A loyal viewer wants to know why you did an hour on the treadmill and went immediately and had chocolate cake at lunch.
That's pretty good. Yeah, an hour on the treadmill, and I blow it on a delicious chocolate cake and ice cream. But as soon as I'm off the phone here, I might take a little break. And, you know, I've been up since, I guess, about 3:30 looking at this stuff. And I might take a little break and maybe cut it back to 3 miles today. If you want to join me. I know you're a health nut.
Well, also, it's tough for you. I mean, what are you doing as an Italian for Thanksgiving? And I picture an Italian Thanksgiving much like Scorsese's mom in Goodfellas and Casino, where it's all gathered around and just grab a plate here. It's just an endless bowl. You could keep refilling. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, those are the good old days. And I'm sure a lot of people are listening, and, you know, Italian heritage, and the mom used to make the pasta.
Sure.
You know, turkey was secondary. Turkey was, well, we got to make turkey. You know, you had the macaroni and the meatballs and the sausage and the antipasta. And, you know, that's the way we grew up. But those days are unfortunately gone. And it's not like it used to be with family. But, you know, we got football. You know, we got Jimmy Vaccaro tweeting the two games on Thursday. It's been three games now since the 20 years. It's all good. You know, you guys are doing great. The show's great. The channel's great. You know, I enjoy listening to you when I get a chance, when I'm not listening to my Zeppelin.
Sure.
And Wolfgang Van Halen now. Wolfgang's out, so.
Yep.
Do a little music, little sports, little lunch with the boys.
You got it.
And it's a much simpler life.
We miss Eddie Van Halen, and I will put physical graffiti on Thanksgiving for you. And I'll see you soon.
Yes. Please do. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks, pal. Let's be in touch.
All right.
There you go. I mean, this is a great, great point, too, about Alan Boston. I mean, this is a tough task. And this is how Alan survives and pays his bills. I mean, going to be a weird season. Another one, too. How about this? Mitch, this fits so good.
There you go.
The VEASAN Van Halen tribute shirt. VEASAN.com. I love this shirt.
It's a great shirt.
Oh,
it's it really is. It's top notch, man.
You got the red. Yeah. I love this shirt. Miss Eddie.
VEASAN.com/store.
Yeah.
If you want to get any of that stuff. I'm off tomorrow. Have a good show with Mike.
All right.
Lots of crap. I think I'm going to watch.
Can't wait to talk about
early.
It. And we'll see you Friday.
Yes.
Welcome. We'll get you Friday. We'll burn everything down Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving.